If one soul is touched, it's worth every penny. If one young person's life is changed, it's worth every sacrifice. It's worth it. If somebody is directed in the right direction and hears from God, gives more to God because of this trip or because of whatever, you know, it's worth it. It is worth it. It's a sacrifice, amen, to see it, a change in an individual's life. It takes a sacrifice. And somebody wrote a song and said, if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle. It would be worth every mile. I know they was talking about, you know, singing and different things. I think the song comes out and says, you know, my name may never be on lights on a marquee, and you know, the world may not applaud when I sing and things, but it's a sacrifice to live for God. And I was raised in this way. I had uncles, grandpa, and different ones that preached the gospel and pastored, and you know, and had great churches and saw God move. I know that they had struggles. I know that the older generation blazed a trail for us. And I don't believe that this changes one bit of the promises of God or the touch of God, but I do believe, and I'm not just saying this as feel sorry for myself in any way or feel sorry for this generation, but I do honestly believe that we are living in a different day and hour where there are forces of darkness that is against us that the church never faced before. I believe that. I know that it has always been a fight to live for God, Brother Wayne. I know that it always has. But I believe that it's just a little bit extra now. Glad to have everybody here this morning. I appreciate everybody coming on. You got to realize all these children, didn't get to bed till about 4 o'clock probably, which most of them piled up at my house, so they didn't have no choice but to get woke up and come to church this morning. But I appreciate them all being here. Glad to have Daniel and Anna with us today. I'm sorry this ain't just a regular service today, but we, of course, been gone and everything like that. A couple things that I failed to mention that I'm thankful for, too. Of course, we went to Virginia. We was about 10 miles from Sister Bethany's mom and dad. About 3 or 4 months ago, they got to planning a trip to Maine. And we've went to Maine a few times. It's been 3 or 4 years, but Sister Bethany's dad is from Maine, or his dad's from Maine, maybe I should say, and his mom, I believe. They lived in Maine, so a few times we went to Maine. Y'all remember that, maybe. So we was planning a trip to Maine. Well, a couple weeks ago, they decided that we wasn't going to go to Maine, that we was just going to stay around there. Well, I told Sister Bethany, I said, you know, if we just stay around there, we'll just get up and go to work and do plumbing and all kinds of stuff like that. And I'd rather wait and have a vacation with your family or something if that's what we're going to do. So we're going to come on back home with the group. Well, you would have thought that I told them that I hated them and never wanted to see them again. And they, so we kind of had a little, you know, issue there. So I told Bethany's mom and dad, I said, okay, we'll stay. We'll stay for a couple days. And, we got about midway through the week, and Sister Bethany said, I just don't feel like we should stay. I really feel like we should go back with the group. I just don't feel like we should. She said, I'm going to try to talk to Mom and see if we can just plan something later on and all that. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my wife, amen, praying and obeying the Lord there, because I would not have wanted this situation that we found ourselves in yesterday to happen. And me not be with the group. I would have, you know, that would not have been a good deal. So I thank the Lord for that. And as we was leaving up there, there's another little girl here, Brittany Joy. My brother-in-law, Nathan and Rhonda, decided that we didn't have enough. And so my niece come back with us. And so here she come back. Well, as we're loading up, you got to get this picture. We're on this mountain. There's 35 of us getting in this van. All these kids are out there crying, telling our kids bye, you know, boys and girls, they've met friends and all this, and swapping numbers and all kinds of stuff, and winks and laughs. And here we are, we just left church, and we're trying to get out of there. Well, Brianna comes running up to me and Sister Bethany and asks us if we could stay. Well, all I cared about at that moment was getting off that mountain. And so I said, yes, you can stay. So our Brianna is in Virginia, and I can tell you Mama is upset about this. She's having a rough time with this, so I don't know about that. I also have Nathan and Rhonda. They said, well, we'll come in about a week. And so we got their girl. I told Bethany, she said, how are you going to get them down here? I said, I'm going to take a picture of Brittany with a different boy every day and text it to Nathan. And I promise you they'll be here in about a week. I'll find boys at Walmart and say, can I get your picture? And I will get him down here. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll just briefly look into this. I'm already almost out of time, and I'm not going to keep you very long. I just want to look at this one verse of Scripture. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 16, and then we'll read down through 18. For which cause we faint not, for though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, verse 17, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. I know, Lord, that this is a different service than we normally have. Thank you, God, as we have so much praise and thanksgiving in our heart this morning. God, as your word is in my heart, Lord, help me to preach this morning for just a few minutes. We'll give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Our light affliction. You know, if I was to take each person or individual and take the situation in your life that you identify as affliction, whether it be a sickness, and I know that would be the identity of that word for us today. But if we just took our trials or our troubles, our afflictions, and you had an affliction or a trouble in your life, and I was talking to you about it, or you was talking to me about mine, we wouldn't call it light. Amen. Because something that's light, we don't think it's a trouble. If we've got a trouble in our life or a sorrow or a sickness or a problem, then it's oh so heavy to us. Amen. And so when we look at our troubles, they seem like they're so heavy, so weighty upon us, so burdensome, you know, to get us down. But if you look at what it is doing for us, and that is what the Apostle Paul is trying to draw our attention to, even this situation that we've come through yesterday and these problems, I found myself quoting the scripture, amen, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now I want to tell you something, young people, amen, and church here today, no matter the trouble that we face, amen, I believe God will bring something good out of whatever we face in our life. Amen. And so our light affliction, how do we get to the place where we look at our troubles as something that is light?
The things we go through in this life, I don't believe in this, you know, teaching that if you don't think about it, it don't exist. I don't care how much I don't think that this you know, Kleenex box is there. It's there. I can imagine it not there. It's still there. And so, you know, if you got a headache or you got a broken bone, you can think about it all day. It's not going to make it go away. Amen. It's not, amen, mind power that brings healing. It is faith in Jesus that brings healing and the Word of God that brings faith. Amen. I know that God works miracles, but it's not mind power. It is the power of God's Word and the power of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of Jesus that still works in our life today. Amen. And He is the healer. But if you've got cancer, you can't just think that you don't have cancer and it'll go away. I'm not preaching that today. But how do we get to the place where we realize or we understand that the troubles that we have are really just light afflictions? How do we get to that place where we're in a trouble and we realize, you know, it's like the scale. You've got to put it on the scale. Amen. You've got to weigh it out. And how we weigh it out is realizing, amen, and trusting God that there is something. Look at these words that He uses here. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And so the Apostle Paul here uses the word light on our affliction, and he uses the word weight on the glory. Now, I know that we could get into so many different things about this time and about the crowns that they would win, amen, and the glory that would be revealed in these that would keep on pressing on. Now, I want to preach to you this morning about this light affliction. What I have on my heart, amen, is something about how that the troubles we go through, when we get to heaven and when we receive the reward, amen, we may not even remember those troubles. Now, that's hard to imagine right now, ain't it? The trials that we're in, the circumstances that we really believe are going to destroy our life, the problems we think there's no way we'll survive this. Amen. My home will never survive this. My marriage will never survive this. My children will never survive this. Maybe a sickness. I'm going to die, you know, or my loved one's going to die. All of these things that weigh upon us. But if we really could understand the glory that God will bring through this, amen, how light and how small it will appear when we're on the other side of it, amen. It's hard to comprehend right now. I know we sit in the pew and we think about our troubles or it's so real to us and it's so, you know, because they're real. Troubles are real. Sickness is real. Marriage problems is real. Addictions are real. Amen. Things in our life is real. Amen. Brother Mike, you know sign language? Thank you, Lord. I try to get sign language with these guys with that air conditioner. Amen. But the things that we face in this life is real, but the glory of God is real too. The blessing God brings through things is real too. Amen. David stood before Goliath before Saul and was attempting to go to Goliath, and he said, amen, I slew a lion and a bear. Now, when David was standing before that lion and bear, he didn't understand, amen, what that would bring in his life. When that lion, the Bible says that lion roared against him. He said, he took a lamb out of my father's flock and I went after him, amen, and smote him. And when he roared against me, amen, I smote him. When that lion is roaring against him, David doesn't see sometime down the road, amen, how his faith is going to be built. And therefore, amen, bring strength in another trial. Praise God. We love to testify. Amen. We love to testify. But I want to be honest with you. When you're standing on the side of the road in the hot, you know, south, and there's cars flying by, and you're looking at the other side, and you're thinking, man, you know, all of us standing here, 21 of us standing there in the median, and a broke down car and the towing truck pulling up, and you know, and you got all these things going through your mind. You're not thinking about, amen, that this is a light affliction. But you get in the presence of God and you see these young people. Amen. And you know, we're here in service this morning and I can stand before you and I know, amen, that there's a testimony in our hearts. Amen. I can say it's a light affliction. And it's the same way in every affliction we face, whether it's sickness, amen, whether it's some trouble in our heart or in our home. Amen. If it's God's will, amen, we need to get to the place, or I want to get to the place, don't you, where I can look, amen, at our light affliction. I'm not talking about I'm not saying making light of everything and acting like it's not real. I'm talking about a real reality in the heart of a Christian that says, amen, what will come out of this will be better than the trouble that I'm facing. Our light affliction is working for me a far more and exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Amen. God can take every problem we face, whether it be, amen, a marriage problem, financial problem, sickness, amen, even death, and turn it for His glory. And that's what He longs to do in every child of God's life. That's why the Apostle Paul said, our light affliction, it's only for a moment. You take the troubles that we have in this life. Amen. And many people, why would we preach this way? Why are these scriptures in the Bible? Because many people have turned around and not served God because of the troubles they faced. I know there's saints of God here this morning. You get in trouble and you run to God. I know there's saints of God, and even maybe I believe all of us here today, we get in trouble and we run to that place of prayer. We call somebody and say, pray for me. We say, would you please pray for me? I need help. This is going on, or that's going on, or would you pray? Or we'll spend some extra time in prayer. In other words, we'll let what is coming our way drive us to God. But amen, there's so many, amen, casualties in our walk with God, or in the, amen, the Christian life, that people have given up on God because it was too hard. He never said it would be easy, but He did say it would be easier than living for the devil. He never said we wouldn't have troubles, but He did say that He would help us in our troubles if we would hold on. He never said that we wouldn't have affliction, but He did say, amen, that the affliction that we have, if you compare it to the reward that comes from it, amen, it is nothing but a light affliction. Now, I know this morning, if I handed the microphone to us, if we was honest today, we wouldn't get up and say, well, this trouble I have, man, it's just nothing. No, it's a big deal to us. But so what do we have to do? I'll tell you what we have to do, young people. Amen, Church of God, people here today, brothers and sisters. We have to allow the reward to become so much greater than the trouble. The value of the reward, amen, is so much greater than the pain that I'm facing right now. I can promise you right now, flat-footed, that God has a reward for every trial you face. I believe that. That God has a testimony for every test you face. That God has a rainbow for every cloud in your life. That God has a smile, that God has a joy, that God has a garment of praise for every spirit of heaviness. Amen. And we live in this life. As we serve God, we go through this life. Amen. The things that we face, amen, is right in us and on us all at once. It's in the moment. It's right there at the time. And the reward seems so far off, so way down the road. But if we could, by our faith in God, not look at the things that are seen. Because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. If we could, like the verse, amen, prior to that, for which cause we faint not. Our outward man may perish, but the inward man is renewed day by day. If we would let God do that, I believe God could help us to look at our affliction as nothing but light affliction. Stand together with me this morning. Let us pray and we'll be dismissed. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Charles. Lord, I know that with coming on this trip, we're hearing this service this morning. We've talked about our trip, talked about our accident. These young people have talked about camp, and I know it's important to us, Lord. Lord, you know how you've been dealing with me, and I believe, Lord, that there's somebody here that's in that affliction time, that trouble time. Lord, maybe they can't see the reward that will come out of it. Maybe they can't understand what good can come out of this problem that they're in, whether it be a sickness or financial, marriage problems, troubles in their life, trouble at their work. God, what I'm asking you to do is help us to trust you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.